Blog
We're starting.
Radio.
So you're not going to start.
Welcome to the Relationships That Work, the Power of Conscious Living Show, an adventure in self-realization and conscious living. This is a place and time for spiritually based transformation through empowered communication, courageous introspection, and purposeful action. Integrate ancient wisdom into your daily life and relationships. Let's join our host, Dr. David Wolf.
Welcome to the Sofitove Institute radio show. This is David Wolf, your host. It's August 10th, 2011. This is David Wolf, your host for the Sofitove radio show, your station for self-realization. I'm here in the Sofitove studios in Alachua, Florida with Marie Glashine. We invite you to call us today, join in the show. The number to call to be on the show, 805-285-9749. If you call and you want to participate, press 1. Participate, share what's going on for you, share your perspective. It's a chance to get some on-the-spot coaching for your benefit and the benefit of all those listening. The process of each of us is so potentially profoundly beneficial for others we share our process with. That's part of the power of the group transformational experiences that we create in the Sofitove environment, the foundational seminar, the three-hour workshops, the advanced seminar. There's something especially powerful there, where someone shares their experience and then others see, oh, I see myself in that. Or, oh, I'm completely different than that. But still in that difference, I get realization from you sharing. This is the Sofitove radio show. I'm David Wolf, your host, your station for self-realization. Our hope and intention is that in this half hour, you'll get some self-awareness. You'll get something to enrich your life, something to sharpen and deepen the meaning that's there in your life. We welcome you to call in the show. I saw a quote recently attributed to Leonardo da Vinci, and he said, "As a day well spent brings happy sleep, so a life well spent brings happy death." And for me, this resonated with some conversations I've been having recently, about living a life of conviction, living a life of authenticity. Tolstoy said that one of the greatest causes of evil in life is our deep-seated desire for the approval of others. And I've been thinking about living for approval, and how life-draining that could be. Now, to not live for approval, we're not speaking here about living reactively. We're speaking about truly living a life of conscience, a life of conviction, where we're ready and we're willing to stand for our truth. Let's say to stand for truth. Not that what we're standing for or asserting is us being right. In a spirit of discovery, though, we're committed to truth. And that might mean saying no. That might mean the courage to not be implicated in that which is wrong, that which is deceptive. The courage to take a stand, to say no, to truly live from conscience. I'll be glad to hear from any of our listeners. Maybe you want to write in to our blog talk chat or call in and participate in the show. The number again to participate, 805-285-9749. You're listening to the Sotfatov Radio Show. Also, we encourage you, visit the Sotfatov website. That's www.sotfatov.com. I'll spell it for you for those who are not familiar with Sotfatov. That's S as in Stephen, A, T, Thomas, V, Victor, A, T, Thomas, O, V, Victor, E, Sotfatov.com. There at Sotfatov.com, on the homepage, in the library section, we have an array of videos, audio clips, radio show clips, articles about transformation, about principles and practices to move us towards self-realization. That's at sotfatov.com. Our next courses, October 21st to 23rd, a foundational seminar in Gainesville, Florida. After that, also in North Florida, November 5th to 11th, an advanced seminar experience. An advanced seminar experience. And we're happy to announce November 27th to December 2nd. That's November 27th to December 2nd. An advanced seminar in Edmonton, Canada. And we're delighted to announce December 28th to 31st in Switzerland. In Switzerland, Sotfatov 3. An Adventure in Conscious Living. Sotfatov 3 is for the graduates of the Advanced Seminar. The Advanced Seminar is for the graduates of the Foundational Seminar. Also, next Thursday, August 18th, we'll be facilitating a three-hour workshop at the Sacred Earth Center in Gainesville, Florida, at 3131 Northwest 13th Street. Also a three-hour workshop on Sunday, September 4th at the Sacred Earth Center in Gainesville, Florida. You're listening to the Sotfatov Radio Show. The number to call to be on the show, 805-285-9749. We're speaking about living a life of conviction, living a life where when we're 90 years old, or maybe 100 or 108 years old, we look back and we don't have regrets. By don't have regrets, I'm not saying that we gave in to every whim of the mind or pull of the senses. In fact, often, living a life, living a meaningful life and a rich and fulfilling life means voluntarily resisting the whims of the mind and the pools of the senses, and living for something deeper and higher and purposeful at a more profound level. Living a life of no regrets means that we're not letting fear control us. We're not letting fear decide for us what I can do, who I can be, what's possible, what I could stand for. We're not living for approval. Not living for approval. Again, that doesn't mean it's not a reactive, I don't care. It's not a reactive, I don't care. It's conscious living. Conscious living. Autonomous living. I'm choosing. This is what's valuable for me. This is what's important for me. And I'm not letting your approval or disapproval or rejection or acceptance decide for me who I am, what I do, and what are the priorities in my life. Doesn't mean I don't care about you. It means I'm not living for your approval. In fact, to deeply care about people, often that means I care enough about you to share the truth, to share the truth. Here's my perception. Here's what I think's holding you back. I care enough about you to share honestly. And that means I'm willing to risk your disapproval. And in doing that, we speak about assertiveness, where we speak the truth with consideration, with care, with empathy, with softness, with gentleness, and without compromise, and with power and boldness. With power and boldness. That's intrinsic to a life of integrity. Life of integrity. We're not giving our power to fear. We're not so scared that hours and days and weeks and months go by and, you know, I haven't really lived my life because I've been too scared to do that. And then as the body gets older and older, that feels more and more sad. More and more sad. At the same time, a life of integrity is not that, well, I'm just expressing my truth and I'm doing it in a belligerent, aggressive way that does harm and damage. No. I'm expressing my truth. I'm expressing my perspective. I'm standing for my principles. I'm living my life purpose in the highest way, in a way that's respectful and considerate and caring, not compromising. You're listening to the Sofitov Radio Show. You're listening to the Sofitov Radio Show. This is David Wolf, your host. We'd be glad to hear from you today. The number to call to be on the show, 805-285-9749. If you want to be on the show, you can press 1. We'd be glad to speak with you.
David, there is a caller online. I'm going to bridge the caller. Caller, IRA code 908. You're online now. You can set your name and then you can make your comment or ask your questions. With you?
Yes, this is Marina calling.
Hello, Marina. Welcome to the Sofitov Radio Show. Good to hear from you.
Hi, David. I wanted to share with you what I just experienced over this past week and a half. I don't know if it really relates to approval.
Let's see.
Might be relevant to other listeners.
Okay, let's see.
So I attended the Ultimate Leadership Camp in upstate New York last week, and I came back and made a goal for myself to do yoga every morning and to take action on my business and with whatever ideas that come to mind to just take action before thinking too much about it.
Okay.
And I was really excited to come back and have these last couple of weeks for working on my personal development through yoga,
yes,
through health coaching and stuff. And then I got a challenge out of the blue from my department.
Okay.
I received an email a few days ago saying that I must
You're in grad school.
Yeah, for social work.
When you say your department, okay. Yeah.
I'm going into my second year. So
yes.
I was informed that I need to submit 2 12-page papers by the end of this month in order to pass the spring semester of field.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really shocked by this. I thought I had passed, and I thought I had done everything required of me. And so yesterday I met with the director of field and, discussed this with her. And basically, to make a long story short, I didn't double-check what I had submitted, and there were some things that the department could have done also that they didn't do. So the end result is I need to do what I have to do, this assignment, otherwise I can't pass and continue. And it's really not happy news for me because it kind of gets in the way of a lot of the goals that I wanted to pursue in these last couple of weeks. because it'll be taking up a lot of my time, the writing, the researching, and all that.
Yes.
And I'm trying to look at it as another lesson, because during the leadership camp, there were a lot of lessons I learned on dealing with challenges and dealing with surprises, you know, unexpected occurrences and things like that. So that's what I wanted to share.
Okay. Well, thanks for sharing, Marina. And I'm hearing that, okay, so this was unexpected, and this is going to, assuming that you choose to do it and stay in the program and do these two 12-page papers, which you weren't planning, it's going to take a lot of your time. It was an unexpected surprise. I'm hearing it as an unwelcome surprise. Also, I hear that you're responding to it. You're responding to it in a healthy way, in a way that we'll call the spirit of discovery, rather than going into, maybe you went through some stages like that, but rather than wallowing in depression or anger or bitterness or hopelessness or helplessness or poor me, I hear that you're responding, like we say, this is a Sofito radio show, your station for self-realization. And
yes.
So you're seeing this is an opportunity for your growth. You certainly would not have written the script this way. At the same time, I hear Marina, that you're accepting responsibility for it, that maybe you didn't pay enough attention to what you submitted, and you're accepting responsibility, and you're seeing this as an opportunity for your increased self-awareness and your personal development.
Yes, I'm trying to see it that way, because really any other way will not help me at this point. I need to, like I said, my lesson, one of the big lessons I learned from ULC was get into action. You know, don't spend too much time strategizing, wondering, you know, take action and then you'll make adjustments later. And so unlike what I usually do, which is panic before a paper assignment is given to me, I'm just diving right in, looking for sources, printing whatever seems to make sense, and I'm just going to, instead of being a perfectionist, my plan is to just write as much as I can, because at this point it's more about quality than quantity, from what I understand. 12-page paper, that's a lot.
You mean more about quantity than quality? More about quantity
more
than quality.
More about quantity, yeah.
Yes. Okay, so you're moving
forward.
I'm
a good enough writer
yes.
that it's not going to be completely abhorrent to the reader. But really it's about, you know, I need 24 sources in total for both papers. There's a lot I have to go through. And so without that action mentality, I will never complete these papers. So I'm grateful for what I learned at ULC that will hopefully help propel me through this challenge.
Mm. Thank you, Marina. I'm hearing a spirit of discovery and an attitude of gratitude. These are attitudes or states of being so conducive for a life of fulfillment and self-realization. Marina, thank you for participating in the Sofito Radio Show and sharing your experience.
Thank you for listening, David.
Thank you, Marina. Thank you, Marina. And this is the Sofito Radio Show, your station for self-realization. I'm David Wolf, your host here in Alachua, Florida, with Marie Glashine here at the controls. Last week we had an interview with Mr. Duncan Knowles from London, England. And so, Marie, London, England's been in the news. I don't follow that closely, but I couldn't avoid it that in London's been in the news. And, of course, you know, I don't know what's happening there. I'm not there. I'm not like, on the spot. And I don't reside there. At the same time, my sense of what's going on there, the riots in London, violence, that my sense is that it relates to this. It relates to living a life of conviction. It relates to the distinction between living authentically and living reactively, the distinction between being a rebel and being a true revolutionary. When I say revolution, I'm talking about a revolution in consciousness. Again, I don't know what's happening there. And also relates to, right. Yeah, I was hearing, because I know there was someone got shot by the police, and I understand that, and I'm sure there's conversations about how justified or not justified that was. And then from my understanding, at least I'm hearing the responses of a lot of Londoners who, from what I've heard, they're really angry at those who are rioting. That it's like, yes, maybe the shooting was not justified. Maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. But how come you're breaking into shoe stores who are owned by mom and pop? And that can be an example of saying no. Well, we're saying no to society. Yes, but to what extent is that really a positive expression of principles of higher consciousness? And to what extent is it simply a reactivity, a reactively disobeying out of anger and fear, and not necessarily standing for principles that will enrich consciousness? These are just some of what's going on for me in hearing some of what I'm hearing. And again, I understand that I don't understand necessarily much of what's going on. I know sometimes about world events, I really do know what's going on. And I know that oftentimes by reading or hearing the media, that's a way for people to not understand a balanced thing of what's going on. Like I know I lived in the Middle East for 7.5 years in the late 80s and throughout the 80s into the early 90s. And I know when I got back to the States, I would sometimes I would hear whether the radio or the 6 o'clock news or the 11 o'clock news, and I thought, wow, if someone really wants to get a wrong understanding of what's happening in Israel, which is mostly where I was, if someone wants to really get a wrong understanding, they should listen to the 11 o'clock news. So I understand I'm not on the spot in London. Still related to principles of conscious living, principles of personal growth. When I say personal growth, I mean freeing ourselves from conditioning to just live from approval out of fear, or to just react against something out of anger and fear and insecurity, and really transcending that conditioning, transcending the modes, material nature, and living a life of consciousness. And that's just some of what was happening for me. In hearing about what's happening in London, I was commenting to Duncan, who was our guest last week, that, well, Duncan, this seems like a pretty good time to not be in London. You're listening to the South Tove Radio Show. This is David Wolf. The next 3-hour workshop in Gainesville, Florida will be next Thursday, August 18th, at the Sacred Earth Center, August 18th at the Sacred Earth Center, 6 to 9 p.m. The next foundational seminar, also in Gainesville, Florida, October 21st to 23rd. We'll have advanced courses in Gainesville, Florida, November 5th to 11th, and an advanced course in Edmonton, Canada, November 27th to December 2nd. That's being organized by Antoine Palmer. And we have Safa Tov 3, an adventure in conscious living, from December 28th to December 31st. We're going to bring closure to the adventure of conscious living with a self-realization New Year celebration in Switzerland in late December, early January. Marie looks cold just hearing about it. She's in 110-degree weather here in Florida, but she looks cold just hearing about Switzerland on January 1st. It's another 5 minutes or so on this half hour of the Safatov radio show. Don't touch your radio dial. This is the place to be for self-realization. We welcome you to write in, call in.
David, earlier you were speaking about not living for the approval of others. And I was thinking like I was going deep inside because I look at myself most of the time. I you know, it's not important for me that people approve of me or not. I say most of the time because as you were speaking, I was exploring, you know, where is it that maybe there is, you know, my need for approval that permeates relationships. And I was looking at how that sense of not seeking the approval of others is so directly connected with a sense of security, of really being deeply secure in myself that, yeah, I'm fully capable of living my life and my truth while being open to self-discovery, when being open to discover, while at the same time, yeah, standing up without needing anybody's approval.
Thanks for sharing yourself, Marie. And so you're looking at, and sounds like you're taking an honest inventory, and you see there are many, many areas of your life where you're ready. You have whatever it is, the security, the confidence to live authentically. And people approve, people don't approve, people accept, people reject. At the same time, you're looking at there are some areas in your life, maybe relationships or certain situations or circumstances, where you see maybe out of some insecurity that you're not expressing your truth, you're not living with full, clean, clear authenticity. You might be giving some power to fear. I appreciate that, Marie, and let's take that as an invitation for our listeners, as an invitation for our radio internet listeners. This is internet radio, right? There we go. Yes. So our phone and internet listeners, that let's take a look. Let's take a look. Where are we living from courage and inspiration? Where are we living from fear, need, insecurity? Let that be an inquiry. Let that be an inquiry from now till, say, next Wednesday, August 17th, the next issue of the Safatov radio show. Let that be an inquiry. Where am I living from inspiration, courage, and joy? Where am I living from insecurity, fear, need? So maybe I'll close. There's a quote from Gandhi. Gandhi said, "A no uttered from deepest conviction is better and greater than a yes merely uttered to please, or what is worse, to avoid trouble." So where are we giving yeses? Simply to please or to avoid trouble, we're scared to rock the boat. Sometimes we live, we're scared to rock the boat, and we haven't realized that the boat is actually stuck on a sandbar. The boat is stuck because we're living in fear so much. And of course, we're not advocating just saying no reactively. We talked about the riots in London in that regard. It's not about just saying no, no. What are we affirming? What are we affirming? And sometimes to affirm life-enriching principles, it means saying no to the status quo. You've been listening to Safatov Radio Show, your station for self-realization. This is David Wolf. Thank you for tuning in. And we invite you next week, August 17th, the Safatov Radio Show, your station for self-realization.